Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvesesa Sanyavadi Paskatyade Sadarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Sri Nasingha, Jai Nasingha, Jaya Jaya Nasingha De, Praladesha, Jaya Padma, Mukha Padma, Vringa, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Krishna Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Rama Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna. I'm very grateful to have the opportunity to address one particular point in the Nrisimha Leela. The whole Leela is so long that we have dedicated, as far as I've seen from the plan, one in the afternoon, a session of 2 hours where we will mostly talk about his appearance Leela. Now I would like to just focus our attention on one point, which is very interesting. We hear from the Chaitanya Bhagavat that Mahaprabhu was constantly relishing two leelas from the Bhagavatam. He used to always go after his noon bath to the Tota Gopinath temple, and there visit Gadadhar Pandit, who read from the Srimad Bhagavatam different stories. Now, Mahaprabhu, whenever he heard the story of Dhruva and Prahlad, he would not allow Gadadhar Pandit to move on to the next section in the Bhagavatam. But he would say, when the Nrisimha Leela was finished, "Speak again, tell it again." And Gadadhar Pandit had to give again a recital of all the shlokas of the Chaitanya Leela. Again and again, Mahaprabhu wished to hear this. And we are left to wonder, why was he finding so much relish and taste in the Nrisimha Leela? The answer is that in this Leela, we hear a very, very important point. It's important for the beginner in Krishna consciousness, and it is important to the great, great devotees of Krishna, who are quite advanced. This point, this principle is that if you want to meet our Lord, you have to be willing to overcome the obstacles which are on your path. And you have to fight for them. You have to give a commitment that I will not so easily give up in the face of obstacles. I will look for shelter. And then, with this shelter, fortified by the inner strength which comes from Krishna, I will definitely try to go through the obstacles. This is there for the beginner who is maybe having to fight with his old attachments to wine, money and women, or if you're a woman, a man, no, or men. And this is also there for the greatest of the devotees, the gopis, who always overcome obstacles on the path to meet their beloved Krishna. As we know, in our Gaudiya Sampradaya, the Parakriya Ras is considered to be very exalted, and those who are in that relationship with Krishna are always stopped by their relatives to meet Krishna. And in this way, also they have to overcome obstacles to be together with Krishna. So, beginner or the most exalted devotees, they always have to overcome obstacles on the path. Now, if you look a little bit at obstacles, you will find out that there are basically two categories of obstacles. One are external obstacles, and the other are internal obstacles. Let us look at an example of external obstacles from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And then let us look at an example of an internal obstacle. We all know that the Sankirtan movement in the beginning was highly attacked by the Muslim rule. There was this Chand Kazi, who was one of the kings, the sub-kings, under the highest king who ruled India, the highest Muslim governor, and he had to keep the Hindus suppressed. He couldn't allow that they would spread, otherwise he would risk his own neck. He would be put to task. There would be a government force, you know, some KGB agents of the Muslims, and they would tell him, could take him and would say, Chand Kazi, what kind of governor are you? You allow Hinduism to spread, but this is the time of Islam in India. So the Chand Kazi tried to fulfill his job description when he saw that the Sankirtan movement had gotten new strength by the auspicious and sudden appearance of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He actually attacked the Sankirtan movement, and there are some verses which I would like to read, but first I would like to remove an external obstacle from your life, that is the lack of oxygen. I would request all of you to kindly open the windows very much, because maybe some of us will become overwhelmed by this obstacle, and that would not be tolerable on the Shingha Chaturdasi. The Kazi described to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu how he himself tried to create an obstacle. He says, when I went to the Hindu's house, I broke the drum and forbade the performance of congregational chanting. No chanting, no chanting. Now in my dreams, that very night, I saw a greatly fearful lion roaring very loudly. His body was like the body of a human being, and his face was like that of a
lion.
Yes, a lion. This lion, while I was asleep, jumped on my chest, laughing fiercely and gnashing his teeth. It said when Hiranyakashipu attacked Lord Narsingadev, Lord Narsingadev laughed so fiercely. Fiercely means something like wildly, that Hiranyakashipu had to close his eyes. You know, he is very nicely described. He had moved into the air. He had taken his sword,
And then now he was shooting down on Lord Nrsingadev. I think those of you who like to see movies can see it in their eyes now. Coming down. And then Lord Nrsingadev laughed at him. And Hiranyakashipu became so shocked that he closed his eyes, and I think he missed Lord Nrsingadev. Yes, so Chankasi also described his experience. This lion laughed and he was gnashing his teeth. Now, what means to gnash the teeth, Vijay? This is an English word unknown to me. Knirschen. He moved them back and forth and, wow, he gnashed his teeth. And then he placed his nails on my chest. And then this lion said in a grave voice, I shall at once bifurcate your chest, just like you broke the Madanga drum. You have forbidden the performance of my congregational chanting. Therefore, I must destroy you. Then the Chankasi continues, I was so afraid. I closed my eyes and trembled. Then the lion saw me so afraid, he said, I have defeated you just to teach you a lesson. But now I must be merciful to you. And then he says, on the day you did not create a very great disturbance, he only broke a Madanga drum. Therefore I have excused you this time and not taken your life. But if you perform such activities again, I shall not be tolerant. At that time I shall kill you, your entire family, and all the meat eaters. Horrible. After saying this, the lion left, but I was very much afraid of him. And then Chankasi opens his shirt, just to show that what he says was not just some dream. It really happened in the night. And I won't open my shirt for you. And he opened his shirt and he said, see, just see, the marks of his nails are on my heart. My dear devotees, this is how Lord Nrsingadev appears to remove external obstacles. It has been described that sometimes devotees were in a very dangerous situation, and Lord Nrsingadev appeared to them. I remember one of these incidences while doing Harinam through Göttingen. All of a sudden, I remember a man emerged from, I think, a pub or so, and he pulled his shirt down. He was muscular, like Arnold Schwarzenegger, and he went into the fighting position, and he screamed these samurai attack screams, which sound very terrible. And he began running towards to finish the Sangitan party. And he was capable. I mean, even if one of us would have tried to beat him, he would have cracked the arm with one beat. He was one of these killer fighters. We did what we always did in those times, changed the melody. Namaste Narasinghaya. And I do remember that Lord Nrsingadev came, but he did not come in the form which we worship on the altar. He inspired a Turkish gentleman who was also very strong, to come and attack this martial art person and just severely punish him. He is so severely punished him that I remember I
and others ran to the Turkish gentleman. Stop! He didn't do anything. He just made us change the melody. That's all. So this is often described in our scriptures. The Lord does not have to appear personally and make an avir bav. He is already present everywhere in the heart. And from the heart, he inspires certain individuals to act for the protection if he chooses to not come. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nrsimhadev is called upon for addressing external obstacles in a devotee's life, like difficult situations, attackers, illness, and so on. But I want to say, I want to sincerely say my opinion, the internal obstacles are more huge and more important than the external ones. See, it happens very, very, from the time. Let me ask you the question. Who attacks you more? A martial art fighter or your own enviousness? Who attacks you more? The police or your own lust? Who attacks you more often? Your wife when she is dissatisfied with you and throws a cucumber in your direction? Or your husband, domestic violence, a big issue. Or your greed or your anger. I think you will agree with me that we face much more danger from the internal obstacles than we face from the external obstacles. Kali Yuga is not only outside. Kali Yuga has conquered already the heart, and with his vassals or agents or servants, Kama, Krodha, Lobha, and all these ugly things, he rules the heart. He is there. So, especially when it comes to your desire to develop bhakti to Krishna, you really need protection, and you really need help to overcome your obstacles. It is especially when you have this in your mind. I want to become a devotee. I'm tired of being a non-devotee. I really want to develop love in my heart for Krishna. At that time, you must ask yourself, who will help me? Now, according to Raghunathas Goswami in Manah Shiksha, a very important book on instructions to the own mind, the internal instrument, the internal atmosphere, the mind, huh? When there are obstacles like lust, greed, enviousness, etc., what you do is you call out for the help of devotees. Not devotees. It's a mana shiksha. When the highway robbers, Raghunath Das Goswamis, have attacked me. I'm on my path. And now the gangsters come and stop me. If you want to experience this one time, travel at around 10 o'clock in the night from Vrindavan to Radhakund or the other way, Radhakund to Vrindavan, and take the wrong road. Then you know what highway robbers are. They are always there. The first two on the road with a lantern, they wave your car down as if they want to alert passengers who need a ride. And then if you stop the car, they call all the people from the bushes. If you proceed, which you normally do, then you will find a tree over your road and you can't proceed. The only way is really to go back if this happens to you. So We are always in this situation. We are traveling on the road to Krishna, and all of a sudden the highway robbers come. Lust, greed, enviousness. They come even in the temple. So at that time you need help, and the help which you usually need is you go to devotees, you reveal your heart. Prabhu, I'm not making advancement. There's something blocking me. Can you just say something? Help me. Just give Krishna conscious advice to me. This is usually what you do. Now, it is sometimes not so easy to find very high-class devotees in this age of Kali. It's sometimes not so easy to find devotees also when you are in the midst of your regular service. You are on the street, or you're giving a preaching program, or you are in a town. And sometimes I have said to devotees, this is in my heart, and the devotee said, it's also in my heart. I just wanted to ask you what to do. So it is said that you can also go to Lord Narsinghadev, who is willing to work on these obstacles and remove them. As you all know, there's this verse, Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya, Namo Namaste Tejas Tejase Aviravibhava, Vajanakka Vrajadangsta Kamashayan, Randaya Randaya Tamo Grasa, Grasa Om Svaha, Abhayam Abhayam Atmani Bhuyeshta Om Shrom. This verse is offered in the fifth canto as a verse which devotees chant when they feel the enemies coming in their heart, and they pray to Lord Narsinghadev to please appear in their own heart and rip away these enemies. My dear devotees, Narsingha Chaturdashi is a good time to learn this shloka, or if you are like me and difficult to learn in one day a new shloka, you can find it in our Bhagavatam, the fifth canto. Which chapter, anyone?
588.
Chapter 18, text 8. It's a very powerful mantra, and many devotees who had seen that their heart is still eine Mördergrube. That's a difficult word in English. A robber's din or den, you know, where the karma, creation, karoda, and all these things live. Devotees who have seen this, they have chanted this verse for a month or so, and they actually experienced freedom from these unwanted attacks. I want to finish my end my class by reading to you something from a very nice scripture, the Navadvip Bhavataranga, where Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes a pilgrimage to Lord Narsinghadev in the town called Narsinghapuri. That is a town where Lord Narsinghadev rested after he had killed Hiranyakashipu. He was flying back to his Vaikuntha planet and crossed over Navadvipa and could understand, oh, this is the land where my Gauranga will appear. And he came down and rested in this beautiful land of Lord Gauranga. And after he left a self-manifested deity there. The deity is maybe this high. You can see him on our Navadvip Manda Parikrama. And he's in the action. He has one leg up, and he's just, you know, finishing here on Hiranyakashipu, Hare Krishna. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes to us pilgrimage to this temple, and he says like this, "When will I see the pure transcendental sweetness of this place, which is called Devapali, the place of Nrisingadev? I will roll about on the ground in ecstatic love while visiting this residence of Lord Nrisingadev. And I will beg him for his grace without a trace of duplicity in my heart. Within my sinful heart," we can say this now because we can beg Lord Nrisingadev. It's our chance. If you feel free and not shy, please say, "Within my sinful heart,
within my sinful heart,
there are six enemies,
headed by lust.
There's duplicity,
the desire for
fame,
and clever behavior.
Oh, I go to the lotus feet of Lord Nrisingadev.
Lord Nrisingadev,
I hope that you will mercifully purify my heart. And give me the desire to serve Lord Krishna. Yes. Here's the verse again for you. Now, this was for speaking. Now comes for thinking. Within my sinful heart, within my sinful heart, the six enemies, headed by lust, perpetually reside, as well as duplicity, the desire for fame, plus sheer cunning, it's like manipulative behavior. At the lotus feet of Lord Nrisingadev, I hope that he will mercifully purify my heart and give me the desire to serve Lord Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, "I will weep and cry and beg at the lotus feet of Lord Nrisingadev for the benediction to worship Radha and Krishna in Navadvip. I will pray and beg that I am safe and free from all difficulties. When will this Lord Hari, whose terrible form strikes fear into the heart of fear itself, ever become pleased and show me his mercy? When will he be pleased to speak words of compassion unto me, a worthless fool, and thereby make me fearless?" And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who writes these beautiful Vaishnava poetry, answers what Lord Nrisingadev says to this request. If you sincerely request Lord Nrisingadev, "Please, when will you be merciful to give me the desire in the heart to serve?" My dear devotees, we all have this desire. When you cry for a woman or a man, you really cry for Krishna. When you are sad and you cry, or you are anxious and disturbed in your life, it's because of this person gives me trouble, or it's because this doesn't work, and so on. Your tears have names like, "I cry because of trouble," "I'm afraid because of this." But behind all this is your desire to really be connected with Krishna, to be in a loving connection with Krishna. Although your tears and your words carry other names, you only want Krishna. So this is now what Nrisingadev will answer. "Dear child," wonderful, Hey Vatsa means child, it means like a calf. A calf is a Vatsa. The mother, cow, really loves the calf. So in parental mood, Vatsalya Rasa, it's where a person, a grown-up person, feels towards a person who is to be protected like the cow fields towards her calf. The cow feels so much affection that she pours her affection in her milk. So Lord Nrsingadev feels also so much affection to someone who looks for his shelter. It's incredible. We know he put Prahlad on his lap. And since that time, there's an ongoing conflict in the internet. Is that correct that Prahlad Maharaj is on the lap of Nrsingadev? There's only Lakshmi usually on the lap. And then there's a scandal and a conflict and fights and all this. But Lord Nrsingadev doesn't care. He loves. He has Vatsalya Bhava, the mood of a parent. And the parent doesn't care on which side the child will sit. He just takes the child. Oh, dear child. It means literally, my dear calf. Sit down freely and live happily here in Sri Gauranga Dham. May you nicely worship the divine couple, and may you develop loving attachment for their holy names. By the mercy of my devotees, all obstacles are cast far away. With a purified heart, just perform the worship of Radha and Krishna, for such worship overflows with sweet nectar. Saying this, will that Lord place his divine lotus feet upon my head? Hare Krishna. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes his desire. He wants, Prahlad was blessed with a hand. He wants to be blessed with a foot on the head, of Lord Nrsingadev on the head, and then experience great love for Krishna, and with Sadvika Bhavas roll around on the ground. So, yes. Two types of obstacles, my dear devotees, external and internal. For both, we are appealing for Lord Nrsingadev's help to help us so that we can devote ourselves to Krishna. So that our desire, which is there a little bit, for worshipping Krishna, can become free. See, lust and anger and illusion, these things, they attack you. And what they attack in you is your desire to serve. That's where they attack, you know. The lust, when it comes, there is a desire in your heart, a weak desire to serve Krishna, but the desire is there. Otherwise, we would not have become devotees. And now lust comes. It's so unfair. Lust is much stronger than our still weak desire, and just goes, and just takes our desire, and just takes, don't go to Krishna, you come to me, or to this person, or this food, or this money, or this, you know, and puts it there. So such a dirty game to attack a weaker person, a weaker thing. So or greed or anger, all these things. So we need protection by the stronger, and that's why we call out to Lord Nrsingadev. Lord Nrsingadev ki jai.
Hare Krishna. Switched off. Where's the switch?